The Chai FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
David Harris, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. Howard. I've got to tell you off. There's two laws of radio.
Yes.
One, which is obvious, you must never ever criticize advertisers.
Right.
And two, how can you criticize the music you're spinning yourself? I mean, on your own show. How can you do that?
Because what I do is I say Zanatti chose the song if I don't like it. It's a technique. Hold on, did you like that?
I only caught the end of it, and anything that Zanatti likes, I like.
Wow, David, you are so cheap.
No.
All right, so let's talk about more serious subjects. Can my child be radicalized? How big a danger is this?
Anybody's child can be radicalized. Let me tell you a quick story. A woman by the name of Christiane, who lives in Canada, white woman, Christian, good family values, three lovely children. When her son came to his early teen years, he became somewhat isolated, spent a lot of time online, converted to Islam, which in itself is, of course, absolutely fine. In fact, her mother, whilst being surprised about this, actually encouraged him, as long as, again, it was about family values and so on. As he grew older, started mixing with a strange group, became radicalized, went off to fight for ISIS and was killed. And that's just your average woman in Canada. And I can bring you lots of other stories like that as well. It can happen to any of us. And it doesn't just have to be to the world of radical Islam. It can be to any form of extremism, to any form of terrorism. And today, more than ever, it's easy for that to happen.
So do we understand what it is? I mean, is it about the sense of alienation and therefore belonging, a sense of fitting in, maybe achieving a life's purpose, even if it's a negative purpose? What do you think the common denominator is here?
So first of all, I would say it's any and all of the above. For each case, it's slightly different. Clearly, it's somebody who needs attention. Some of the bottom line stories that we've heard are quite different. For example, one thing that Christiane, the mother of this child who got killed fighting for ISIS, what she told me is very often we as families, as parents or as teachers are focusing in on one child in a family who we think is the problem child, the isolated child. And it's actually the sibling who feels that they lacked all the attention because all the love went into this special needy child. And it's the sibling that goes off and becomes the terrorist. So there are no hard and fast rules, but there are hard and fast rules when it comes to dealing with this issue, with recognizing the problems and preventing our own children from becoming radicalized.
So, you know, what's interesting is I've just completed my book. We hopefully will publish in the next short while, and it's going to be called Smile, Damn It. It's about happiness. And one of the things that I've noted in the book is, and not talking about radicalization at all, but finding happiness, ultimately, your level of happiness depends on finding a life purpose. And I do bring examples of a negative life purpose, but ultimately that's what this is. It's finding something that gives you meaning, even, and that makes, I guess, makes these kids happy, especially if they are miserable and alienated, feeling dejected, etc. And you talk about the sibling of a child who's getting all the attention. It would kind of make some sense to me, I guess.
First of all, congratulations on the book. But yes, you're absolutely right. All of us in life, if we are relatively normative, are seeking fulfillment, are seeking happiness. If we don't feel that we are getting that in our immediate environment, we are going to be looking for that somewhere else. And that's absolutely what's happening in the cases of radicalization. And since you were plugging, I'll plug as well. We at Clarion, something I've mentioned in the past, but now we're actually deep in doing this work. We've launched our own Preventing Violent Extremism program. We believe that once somebody has been been radicalized, it is very difficult to get them off that conveyor belt. If we, as I said before, as parents or as teachers or as psychologists or as a community, know how to spot the signs before a child becomes radicalized, we can save that child. That's what our program's all about. We're largely US focused. However, for example, if there is interest in South Africa amongst your listeners, this is a free service that we offer. We'd be very interested in talking to anybody listening to this about doing something either virtually over the internet or coming to South Africa to offer this program. And you can find out more details about it on our website, and the page you need to go to is clarionproject.org/PVE. That's short for Preventing Violent Extremism.
And who's this aimed at? Is it aimed at any school, any college? What's the target here?
In the initial stage, I think the one group that we, outsiders at Clarion don't want to speak to are the children themselves. We want to reach parent-teacher groups. We want to reach law enforcement, legislators, school authorities like district authorities, those who are responsible for curriculum. At the end of the day, if you think about most schools today, outside of, say, ultra-Orthodox schools or strong Muslim schools, you have sex education, you have anti-smoking education, anti-drugs education. Where is the education against extremism, against finding these evil forces and joining them and becoming yourself, a part of that evil world? And so we need to get the schools to understand this. It's not for me to come into a school. If somebody wanted me to, I'm perfectly capable of doing it. You know, what we're trying to do is to give the parents and the teachers the ability to recognize the signs, to work with their children, to love their children, to understand the children, to answer children's very real questions about the world in which we live, rather than, you know, brushing them aside and not giving full answers and leaving children confused and angry.
All right. If anybody is interested in that, you can just let me know on 34519 or 0618951019. If you're a teacher, if you're a parent, if you're an administrator, if you think that this is something that is relevant and would be useful for your environment, let me know. And certainly I will put you in contact. Other than that, you can certainly go to the Clarion Project website, where you'll certainly get that information as well. So, David, at the moment, the focus is the United States. When was this project actually launched?
We launched for real January 1st this year. Last year, we worked on pilots in two cities in America, in Austin, in Texas, which is an interesting case study for us because, as you know, at the moment, America is deeply divided politically. Austin is a Democrat city in a very much Republican state in Texas. So that was one experiment. And the other place we worked in was Minneapolis in Minnesota, which has a very strong Somali community, which tragically has had numerous members of that community go off and fight for either ISIS or Al-Qaeda. So it's a deep concern there. So we've been working both with your average white dominated city and also in very strong Muslim community. And now we're taking that out across the United States. We're also working in Canada. We'll be in London soon with it as well. So we really are happy to spread this wherever we can. We just want to make sure that our children are safe from yet another threat to them.
Absolutely fantastic, David Harris. That's where we leave it. Time is 8:19. That's David Harris from the Clarion Project. We chat to him every Monday at this time.